Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Yes, Three Live Crew is right here on your radio. Today is July 20th, 7/20/20. B-Dot is here. Good morning to you. Drank is in this thing. What up, Drank?
What's happening? Bright, early, like the birds chirp.
Say that. Bit Rock, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, good weekends. Did y'all enjoy? Did y'all participate or take part in National Ice Cream Day on yesterday?
No, I didn't, because yes, I told you last week I had shut myself down.
Yeah.
So I just had to stay true to my shutdown.
Didn't know if you was going to celebrate. Drank, you did. What'd you get? Where'd you go?
I did. I actually celebrated National Ice Cream Day with throwing some vanilla ice cream on top of my peach cobbler and going to town on it.
I'm starting to think that really wasn't for National Ice Cream Day. I'm starting to think that you might just have some peach cobbler and wanted to throw some ice cream on top of said cobbler. Now, how close to accurate am I, brother?
I'm just saying, my mom made peach cobbler. Mm-hmm. And I had some vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm. And he's just saying, yeah, you had peach cobbler and you wanted some vanilla ice cream, and that is why you had it.
Yeah.
So I didn't celebrate?
I mean, I guess you could put it under the celebratory umbrella, but you didn't go in and say, you know what? I got to throw some ice cream on this cobbler because it's National Ice Cream Day. Ice cream is going to get thrown on that cobbler regardless.
It didn't matter.
Now that right there explained it all right there. Ice cream was going to get thrown on that.
Ice cream was going to get thrown on that regardless. Over the weekend, man, I told y'all that it was difficult for me to find sugar babies. I remember when I had that conversation with y'all vaguely?
I remember.
Well, I found them. I found them at the dollar store, yo. And I went and bought so many boxes of them joints, I will never run out again.
You stupid.
Like around how many boxes?
I'm just going to say it.
How many boxes would be too many?
I say like around how many boxes.
I say how many boxes would be too many.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't put a number on it before hearing how many were bought.
Roxy, sometimes you got to know when not to go too no further. He embarrassed. No, never let it just.
Ain't nobody embarrassed. Ain't nobody embarrassed.
He won't even say how many he bought.
Ain't nobody embarrassed. Ain't nobody embarrassed.
Then how come you won't tell us how many you bought?
Because I'm going to get judged regardless. So
no, you're not. Yeah. I just want to know.
Nah, it's not interesting.
Were there any left when you left?
Nah.
Bought all the supplies that the dollar store had.
Let me get that.
Bought their entire supply.
Let me get that.
So now the next time you go back, they got to put you on a little quarantine restriction limit.
Yeah.
No, sir. Only three.
That might be true. They didn't have but 20 left,
ain't
though.
Drank. I'm about to say, ain't nobody buying them like that anyway.
Roxy, did you hear
he could have them, child.
Roxy, he just told it. He said they had 20 left.
That's it.
Boy, he bought at least 20.
Now, what's wrong with that?
Was it necessary?
Yes, I look in my pantry and I just got sugar boxes? Babies on deck.
And that's probably it. No food. You know that boy just moved. He ain't got nothing in his cabinet but sugar babies.
That's it.
And some of these Lucky Charms breakfast bars.
No condiments, no seasonings.
Nothing.
And I got some crates and a TV, because that's all that's necessary.
I ain't got no seasoning.
9 minutes after six. You see, I'm being judged already this morning. It's ridiculous.
All this all work, no vacation.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 16 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning. Good God.
It's skip on through it then.
I'm talking about just skip through the whole week, Big Raw.
Then. Shoot. I'm with it.
Jesus. My girl said she with it. 16 minutes after 6, man. It is Monday morning, July the 20th. And yes, you're here with the 3 Live. What's happening?
Well, guys, the LAPD is officially
a gang.
Looking at. I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry. Thought you were going to say officially a gang. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the LAPD is officially looking into the shooting of Megan Thee Stallion's foot as a crime. And they're looking at Tory Lanez as the potential shooter. He is at the top of their suspect list. Now, they say the reason it took so long to open this investigation was because, like I told y'all, when I first reported this story, Megan Thee Stallion did not indicate she was the victim of a crime at that time. It was being reported that when the police got to the SUV that she was in with Tory Lanez, she was saying that she cut her foot on some glass. So, you know, they took her to the hospital, and as far as they knew, you know, she was fine from there. But then, of course, she gets on her Instagram talking about how somebody intentionally shot her and they wanted to inflict physical harm upon her. And when the LAPD got wind of that, they was like, well, Megan, when we were with you Sunday morning, you said nothing about that. So now the investigation is underway, and, you know, as details emerge from that investigation, I will be keeping you up to date. Now, quiet in all of this,
but Tory Lanez,
we ain't had a quarantine radio, we ain't had a Instagram story, we ain't had a nothing from that man. He is quiet. Do you hear me?
Because Roxy, he probably knows this is going to be probably like an hour or maybe a 5 minute long investigation, because all they got to do is call Megan and be like, Megan, did Tory shoot you? and she just answers the question, and then they go get it.
Yeah.
Like this is a short investigation right here, because you got to know she knows who shot her.
She definitely knows who shot her. She indicates in her Instagram post that she knows who shot her. But what I don't understand is that when the police were there Sunday morning, if Tory Lanez was the one that shot her, why didn't she say it then? Why?
Maybe she was scared. Maybe she was trying to protect him. I don't know. It's a bunch of different theories. But I'm with drinkers in the idea of this ain't no investigation. Like, we've already done the investigation, guys, on social media. We know what it is, LAPD. So all you got to make is one phone call, and I'm pretty sure you can get that all wrapped up. But I am interested in what Tory Lanez has to say. I mean, he's always so vocal. Got his own little TV show or whatever on Instagram and all kinds of stuff. And now when the dang gone to chop it and got the ringing off, now you done got quiet. Nah.
Like, nah, now.
Yeah, nah.
Keep that same energy. We want to know what's going on.
Absolutely. There's so many people of the look. I didn't even know Megan had a Megan hive. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? They on daggone.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
They're the hot girls.
Yeah, the hot girls.
Oh, the hot girls.
It's not Megan Hive.
They on, well, it's a hive, though, and they on Tory's head.
But I let him me out, yeah. Back in my, then leave. Get that bread, get that.
102 Jams, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock, man. That's Beat King. Then leave. I just saw a ridiculous story out of Portland. No, I'm sorry. Out of Utah, and they were trying to have a meeting to see whether or not the kids should wear masks when they go to school, but they had to cancel or postpone the meeting because too many parents showed up to the meeting without masks.
Okay. Oh, they in trouble up there. They in trouble there.
Man, they have trouble everywhere.
Okay, well,
like,
we see what it's going to be with the children.
You see what it's going to be. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm glad 102 Jams has face masks, because hopefully that will make people say, hey, I want to wear mine just because it's a super dope face mask. But the idea of not wearing a face mask at this point, I just don't understand what the logic is behind that for the audience that says, man, I'm not wearing no mask. If you got a mask, that's good. My mask protects you. Your mask protects me. So if you don't have a mask, you're not giving a damn about nobody else out here but yourself. And wear your mask right. Your mask ain't supposed to be like a beard on your face. But I see people with the mask around their mouth.
That's what gets on my nose.
Under their nose, Roxy.
Like, just take it off.
Just take the damn thing off.
Or take it off.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. We was out at the ice cream joint yesterday, and this lady, I saw her sit and put her two kids and her husband all in a line. go in her bag and put mask on all of them. I said, yo, she is serious. And then she put her mask on. And then when they all turned around, all of them's mask was wrong as hell. I said, baby, you done took all that time to do not a damn thing. I'd have been better off just going in there and blowing on the ice cream, man. 23 minutes after 6, y'all. We need some mask wearing etiquette classes or something. This is ridiculous. Folks, mask be upside down. Baby girl, what's happening? 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew has your mansers next.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and...
It is 6:35, y'all, 25 minutes away from 7 a.m., and you're listening to 102 Jams, where we have face masks on deck and about to start giving them Jeezys away. 3 Live Crew here. What's happening?
Guys, I'm going to get right into Mansers because I've got to read me and this chick's conversation in order for you to get a feel of what's going on.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty lengthy, but I think it's worth it to go through a bit of this, okay? She wrote me and said, I'm coming to you because I know you're in this exact situation. My boyfriend is such a good father figure to my son. When we started dating, my son was 3. He's now 8, and he looks at my boyfriend like he's his dad. Well, my boyfriend wants to hyphenate my son's last name so he can have his last name. But my baby daddy is tripping. He said he doesn't want my son to have another man's last name, being an egotistical man like they always are. How should I approach this? Because I don't think it's fair that my baby daddy gets to block like that. So I respond and say, your son's dad is a deadbeat? She says, no, my son go with him every other week. I said, so wait, what's y'all's arrangement? Is he on child support? She said, yes. Yes, their arrangement is every other week. And she said, he's not on child support. So I respond back to her and say, so your son's dad is a good dad? Did y'all have a good co-parenting relationship before this? She said, everything was fine. That's why I don't know why he tripping. I say, ma'am, are you serious? You're the one tripping, not your son's dad. Are you for real right now? And that set off a frenzy of back and forth between me and her. So,
well, I'll be real with you. I ain't got nothing but a bunch of back and forth with her too, huh? Cause she tripping. Now she is tripping.
Nah, she not. I mean, she's tripping, but boyfriend tripping too.
Yeah, boyfriend is very
everybody,
tripping.
Everybody's tripping.
Yes.
On their side.
Yeah, like
yes,
boyfriend is tripping.
Mom.
Hey, boyfriend, you trying to hyphenate the son, the baby's last name. You won't even give the mama the last name.
Mom, your last name. Now, mind you, we saying boyfriend throughout all of this.
Yeah, let's be clear.
Now, keep that in mind. Be clear about that.
Yeah.
We're saying boyfriend in all of this, but you talking about he want to hyphenate your son's last name? Are you kidding me? Let's talk about priorities.
Yeah. Hyphenate
Let's
your last name,
that.
Sis.
Come on, man. Like, seriously, I had to call this girl because we were just getting
Are you serious?
Into it. No, I'm dead serious.
World
because I just... No, y'all, because I couldn't understand why they thought this was logical at all.
Did you get any clarity on that?
I think it's the boyfriend is really pushing this for whatever reason, which made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The boyfriend is really pushing this on her, and now she feel like it's something that she got to take on. And I was trying to make her realize, ma'am, do you understand how silly this is, really?
Yeah.
Like, when you were typing up that message, you didn't read it back to yourself and say, this is stupid.
Roxy, he is pushing her to do that, but ain't pushed a ring on her finger.
Drink. That's it point is. Number one.
Yeah.
Like, baby, this your boyfriend pushing you to do this, not your husband. Like, maybe if it was your husband,
yeah,
people would be like, oh, like, you know, at least they try to kind of understand where the husband was coming from, but still be like, well, if the baby daddy's not with it, then just let it go. But Nah, not in, like, in this case. He's just your boyfriend.
Phone lines are a little OD. Some people have hung up. I think we might have got to talking a little too long. If you're interested in calling back, hit us back. We're about to go to the phones right now. 336-680-1021. You got anything to drop on Mansers? Hey, hey. Woo! Very interesting Mansers we got this morning, and folks are wanting to chime in and talk about it, Bit Rock.
Yeah.
This is a man's world.
Can you give us like a maybe a 15-20 second recap?
Chick writes me and says she's dating a guy. They've been dating for 5 years. She says that he is like a father figure to her son. Her son looks at this guy like he's his dad. And the boyfriend wants to hyphenate her son's last name so that her son will have his last name. But her son's dad is like, no, pump the brakes. I'm not comfortable with that. I don't want my son having another man's last name. So it turns out, you know, her son's father is in his son's life. He's a very active dad, and he's just not cool with it. And so she hits me up. Asking me how she should approach it, because for whatever reason she felt like I was in this same situation, which I'm not. And I just was trying to explain to her that her and the boyfriend are being ridiculous.
What say you?
I just want to say that the brother who wants the last name, I think he's wrong. I don't think he needs to do that, because he can't even put a ring on the tick finger before he go and try to change his son's last name.
Roxy, did you ask her that? Well, I know you said that to her, but what was her response to that? Like, when you saying to her, yo, like, get your ring, you change your last name first, and then the babies. What did she say to that?
She said they've been talking about it, and he just wants to know that it's going to happen.
He just wants to know that it's going to happen.
So Roxy, the girl changing the son's last name is the determining factor in their getting married?
She said no, Drink, but I feel like it is.
I mean, that's done show what it sounds like.
Oh, that's the pressure he put on.
That's what
it
sounds like to me.
Hmm.
But she said that's not the case.
That mug is sick in the head. That's kind of pressure he want to put on. Look, now, we're going to get married now. You got to change your son's
that's
last name.
That's what I said. I told her straight up, I wouldn't even feel comfortable moving forward in the relationship with somebody who has that type of thought process.
Mm, why not?
I just really wouldn't. Like,
if he wants to get, if his concern is when we get married, I want to make sure that the child has my last name. Like, it can have his dad's last name too, but hyphenated and have my last name too. Is that's a problem?
I just don't think that's appropriate. Like, I just really don't. I don't, especially when I'm in, but like, Chris is a great father figure to JJ, but Jawan is a great dad.
Yeah.
Like, I will never take that away from him.
But if Chris wanted JJ to have his last name too, because you have his last name and he wanted that family vibe. One, I think it is very important that he would have had this conversation before getting married.
Prior to.
I give him props for that. Now, that's an important conversation. Secondly, I don't necessarily think he's in the wrong for feeling like that. Now, is it tacky? Some may say yes.
Yes.
But if he wants to have all of you all to have the same last name, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not the reality when you're co-parenting like that. And I'm like, if he wanted to mention it and bring it to the dad's attention and see how it fell on the dad, mm-hmm. how the dad felt about that, mm-hmm. then that's fine. But for him to be pushing it when the dad has already expressed his discomfort with it, that is where he is crossing the line. Sir, you're a stepfather figure. You're really not even a boy's stepfather, because you're not married to the mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have to understand, like, in your mind, I know you want this fairy tale of us all having a last name and being one family. I get it. That's not the reality of your situation, and you knew that going in.
Well, he knows that going in. But see, here's the thing. If he says that that's a deal breaker for him, they're going to say that man is dead wrong. But I don't think that's fair. If that's what, listen, different people have different desires and different when they're thinking about their relationships and how their relationships are made up. And if that man wanted his family to all have the same last name, I don't think there's anything wrong with him wanting that.
then he should probably marry someone with no kids and y'all have children. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
That's fair. No. Very quality rebuttal from the two of you. 6:48, 12 minutes. It'll be 7 o'clock. Phone lines is OD, too. Trademark. 102 Jams, you got 5 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. We got some Making a Stallion for you right here, man. Three Live Crew on your radio. B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy. Y'all seen what Kanye said?
Being good, I'm a bad bitch. I'm sick of my...
Pull up!
Here for you.
Rest in heaven, John Lewis.
102 Jams.
Oh, when it all,
and it all falls down.
I'm telling you all.
Gosh, man. I'm so sick of defending Kanye every time he does something stupid just for Drankins to tell me I'm stupid as hell for it. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, y'all, Three Live on your radio, and let's go ahead and get into it.
Yesterday, Kanye West had his first presidential campaign rally in South Carolina, and from all the clips that I've seen, it went off the rails a bit.
It went off the rails early. Early. Looked like it was 23 people there.
We went off the rails a bit. I couldn't tell how many people were there, Dot, because all the videos I saw, it was like just such a tight shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like of just him on the stage. And you could just see the people that were standing right there in front of him. Did you see a shot of the room?
No, but I could just hear off the... When he made that stupid comment about Harriet Tubman, and everybody just said, oh, come on now. Come on. Yeah. Just that little part.
If you don't know what stupid comment he made about Harriet Tubman, he said that Harriet Tubman never really freed slaves. She just took slaves to work for other white people. There was also a portion during his campaign rally where he was talking about abortion, and he said that, you know, he does feel abortion should be legal. However, he doesn't agree with it. He said that, when mothers get pregnant and they're struggling, you know, there should be financial incentives to help those mothers. He said, you know, everybody that has a baby gets $1 million. He used that, you know, as an example. It was just, was just a bunch of rambling. He had a bulletproof vest on or a protective vest. He had 20/20 shaved into his head.
Hold on, Rock. You got to say he had on the vest, but was saying he's not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of anything. He's standing there with a bulletproof vest on.
So it was, there was one point, when he broke down and he was talking about his mother, and he was referencing his father not having time for him when he was younger.
No, Roxy, you are not going to say he was sat there and he just referenced that boy was screaming. That boy was screaming and yelling and crying. My dad didn't have time.
Okay, we didn't need.
Drake been laughing about that for an hour, y'all. I swear.
We didn't need the impersonation. Thank you, Drake, for that.
I'm sure some appreciated it. The thing is, man, sadly, there's people that's really gonna vote for this dude, right?
Oh my, they can't after that, Dot.
Yeah, right.
They cannot.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean, bro? I put up a video on my Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, I got into a beef off with a daggone preacher in my comments. Him telling me, I mean, what Kanye was saying was facts now. No, it's not facts what he was saying. Like, to discredit what Harriet Tubman did.
Fact. What part of facts was that? Oh, people kill me.
Bruh,
here they go.
Trying to be deep.
Here they go.
Listen, in that time, they left from a slave master, but they had to go work for another white person. That's because the damn country is built for white people to be super, super successful. So, of course, in the 1800s, all businesses were owned by white people. But if you're trying to discredit. it was their choice, Roxy. And if you're trying to discredit Harriet Tubman from freeing people from chattel slavery to taking them to freedom where they could actually work and get money and stay married and have kids and have a life, you're an imbecile.
Be taken seriously.
And you should not be taken seriously if you are Kanye West or if you are someone in support of Kanye West. That is absurd.
waiting on Kim Kardashian to see what she got to
say.
Let me go to Kim's Twitter and see if she knows. See.
Next, Kanye going to be telling us that Martin Luther King was really a prince. Or Rosa Parks sat on the third seat, not the front seat. Like, ain't nobody listening to Kanye no damn more. 9 minutes after seven, y'all. That's what he meant. 102 Jams, 12 minutes after seven. Three Live on your radio. B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy. We in this thing on the 20th day of July.
Rest in peace, John Lewis. On Friday night, he died at the age of 80. Since late December, he had been suffering from pancreatic cancer. They said it was in, you know, the late stages when it was discovered. He did pass away on Friday night, and I just saw a bunch of tributes to John Lewis, a 33-year congressman, all over social media. And I'm not going to front. I was familiar with John Lewis. I knew that he had been on Congress for, like, ever. But when I saw people, you know, referencing him as a civil rights giant and an icon in the civil rights movement, I really was not familiar with him in that aspect.
Nope.
And so I got to doing some research, and he really was like a leader, like on the front lines of the civil rights movement. And he was very influential in that manner. And so, his life being lost, it touched a lot of people and it hurt a lot of people. They were very sad to see him go. He was the last survivor of the Big Six civil rights activists, and he is now gone.
I'm the same way, Roxy. Before I put up a rest in peace, I saw everybody talking about him. Of course, I remember that very memorable picture of President Obama putting the medal around his neck. But I didn't know exactly what he did for black people. But, you know, after, like you said, a little research, I saw that he was the youngest person that spoke at the March on Washington with the I Have a Dream speech was done by Dr. King. The Selma to Montgomery walk, that 54 miles that ended in Bloody Sunday on the bridge. He was the part of that, and on the front lines, actually got really, really beat up, had a fractured skull because of it. Like,
yes.
Yeah, like he was really on the front lines. Him and C.T. Vivian. C.T. Vivian died over the weekend as well, and I had to do some homework on him. But he, too, was very, very, very huge on the political ranks. So to lose both of them in one weekend was, that was a lot, man. It was a lot as far as black people are concerned. I thought Drent was about to say something. 14 minutes after 7, y'all. Lil Baby said he emotionally scarred right here. Three Live Crew is on your radio. You know we got face mask on deck, right? All you got to do is text face mask to 20357, and then we'll give you a phone call and hook you up. It's really just that simple. Not sure if you know, but today is National Lollipop Day. Drankins, Roxy, do you have a favorite lollipop?
I would say I would have to go with the blow pop.
The blow pop with the gum on the inside of it?
Yep.
Roxy, you agree with that? Do you like the dum-dums?
No.
Do you like the Tootsie Pops with the Tootsie Rolls on? Or with the Tootsie?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, me either.
I would probably go Jolly Ranchers if I had to choose a favorite. I wouldn't necessarily say I had a favorite.
Yeah.
But I like those Jolly Rancher lollipops. They're good.
Do y'all remember the lollipops that would be sweet and sour all in the same lollipop? Do y'all remember those?
Mm-mm.
It would be like green and yellow, and it would be like green up top and yellow down at the bottom. It was like a sweet and sour lollipop, and it was a red one.
But the Lifesaver lollipops used to have different little stuff on them like that.
Dang, really?
Flavor.
Yeah. I think if I have to go favorite, though, I got to go blow pop with the gum on the inside. Strawberry flavor for me, or the green apple.
Green
one of those.
Apple.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. It's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Here go Megan Thee Stallion once again. Limping and all, still making hits.
Until the feds come.
Run it up.
Huh?
What'd she say?
I thought I said something.
Go when I'm talking, you listen.
It's 728.
Cause she spoke on the business.
That Money Bag Yo. See, Megan should have stayed with Money Bag Yo. Money Bag Yo wouldn't have done nothing simp like by shooting her in the foot like Tory Lanez goofy self.
Well, it was a fake relationship.
All the money bag and made.
Yeah,
it was fake.
That was confirmed, bro?
They were just doing it.
Pretty much, yeah.
They were just doing it, bro.
even when he kind of didn't Bag come out and beef with 50 real quick because he had said something slick about Meg or something?
Classic case.
Classic case. Jesus Christ.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on...
It's 7:35, y'all. 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. This is a man's world. And boy, last hour, if you missed it, Roxy set some folk off in Mansers. But I guess it was only because she was set off.
Oh, yeah. That chick set me off. And I'm going to read our back and forth because I think it's important for you to understand the situation. I think you need to hear all of it, okay? She wrote me and she said, I'm coming to you because I know you're in this exact situation. My boyfriend is such a good father figure to my son. When we started dating, my son was 3. He's now 8, and he looks at my boyfriend like he's his dad. Well, my boyfriend wants to hyphenate my son's last name so he can have his last name, but my baby daddy is tripping. He said he doesn't want my son to have another man's last name, being an egotistical man like they always are. How should I approach this? Because I don't think it's fair that my baby daddy gets to block like that. So I asked her, I said, your son's a deadbeat dad? She said, no, my son goes with him every other week. I said, so wait, that's y'all's arrangement? Is he on child support? And she said, yes, that's their arrangement every other week. And then she said, he's not on child support. So I responded, so your son's dad is a good dad? Did y'all have a good relationship or did y'all have a good co-parenting relationship before this? And she said everything was fine. That's why I don't know why he tripping. I respond, ma'am, are you serious? You're the one tripping, not your son's dad. Are you for real right now? And that set off the back and forth between us.
Oh, not just the back and forth. Roxy went and exchanged numbers with this woman and had to call her.
I called her.
Yeah.
I did. I called her. Because I just needed to understand the thought process and why she felt this was logical and why her boyfriend feels this is logical.
So what say you?
Right there.
What you say, Drunk?
That's old Rock right there. Rock had to get that number. Call got so hot.
Yeah.
Sitting over there. That's sitting on that deck out there, hot.
Was drinking on that Sauvignon, bro.
Oh,
getting turned up.
Sister was out there.
Yeah. What say you?
I agree with her because I'm in a very kind of complicated situation where my boyfriend of 5 years does have a son also. And if the mother of his child, if her husband was trying to say that, you don't understand the situation with a firstborn son in a father's life. They're not going to want any man saying that their son's last name is going to be changed. And you do have to respect the co-parenting relationship when you get into a relationship with someone who has a child.
This is true. Thank you.
Yeah, this is true. And I just want to clarify, he doesn't want to change the son's last name.
He wants to hyphenate it,
right? So the son would then have two last names.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was just wondering, there's a legal process, right? So just change his name, they have to go to court and all that. And then the dad could, you know, come to court and say he doesn't want that to happen.
I didn't even, honestly, this was my first time even thinking about what the process would be, truthfully.
Yeah, but like, I don't know what the process would be. I'm still confused as to what's the point in bringing that up.
Right.
No, I mean,
no, I don't think it's right, but to me, I'm like, because I know somebody that did that the father wasn't involved in the child's life, but they had to actually get them to relinquish their rights in order to change the name.
Well, again, they're not trying to change the name. They're trying to hyphenate the name.
Hyphenate, yeah. No, that's not right. If the dad's in that child's life, no, they need to keep that name.
Put that on that beat. Shut it.
This is a man's world.
In 15 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock. 3 Live Crew is right here on your radio on this 20th day of July. And Roxy just gave us Mansers. Can you give us a quick recap, Rock, so we can go to the phone lines? Because they have been OD since 6:30 this morning about this.
Yes, a chick has been with her boyfriend for 5 years. They started dating when her son was 3. Her son obviously is 8 now. And he wants to hyphenate her son's last name so that the son will have the boyfriend's last name. But the dad, her son's dad, is active. Like, he's a present father, and from what she says, he's a good dad, and he is not with it. Like, he doesn't want his son's last name hyphenated. And so she reached out to me because she wanted to know how she could approach it, I guess, to get her son's father on her side. But I was not on her side. And so that's where we are right now.
So the child's father.
Yes.
In the event that, you know, they all became, no, the boyfriend, I'm sorry. In the event that they all became a blended family or a family together, the child's father is out of line, or he's not out of line for not wanting the child's last name to be changed then.
No, I don't think he's out of line for that.
No.
What say y'all?
Good morning, 3 Live crew. Please let me chime in on this man first.
Okay.
Oh, I got to take a breath, baby. She has lost her mind. She's saying she wants to change her son's last name to her boyfriend's last name. Ma'am, this man is not even showing forth a commitment to be your husband. Y'all are not even engaged. And you're talking about change another man's child's name to fit his. Girl, listen, what's the phone number so I can call her?
Man, go ahead.
Yeah, that's where we at. That's where we at with it. Yeah, that's
good morning.
Are they married?
Nope.
Okay, so that's the issue for me. They worry about the wrong thing.
Can you give a little bit of backstory on that, Rock? Because we didn't cover that in this hour.
No, they are not married, but she says they've talked about marriage.
Yeah.
And she expects that they will be married. He will ask her to marry him. She doesn't know when, though.
She's focusing on the wrong thing. She need to be focusing on that first. And then worry about this, what's going on between the son and the father.
I'm sorry, you said what?
She said she need to work. She's worried on the wrong, focus on the wrong thing. She need to get that handled and then focus on the last name and all that with the father. The only thing about that, ma'am, is from the way it was given to us, and correct me if I'm wrong, Roxy, but it's almost implied that dude is trying to make sure, boyfriend is trying to make sure that the name will be hyphenated if he does propose, because if that's not an option, then he may not propose.
No, she said that she doesn't think that's the case.
Okay.
But after my conversation with her, I felt like that was the case.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like this is a deal breaker for him, but she says that it's not.
I feel like too much going on before they get started. It's unnecessary.
I mean, they've been together 5 years, so.
And that's why it ain't thing involved. It's just unnecessary to be going this far when it's not his child.
In 8 minutes, it'll be 8 a.m. You're listening to the 3 Live crew right here on 102 Jams. What's popping, Rock?
It's time to shoot down some fake news. Guys, have you noticed that Tekashi 6ix9ine has been very quiet on social media lately?
I have.
Yep.
Okay, and that is because his accounts are currently deactivated. If you try to find his Instagram account, you will not be able to do so. If you try to find the Twitter account, you will not be able to do so. Now, it was being reported that Tekashi 6ix9ine was having somewhat of a tantrum after his latest song, Ya Ya, debuted at number 99 on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he takes those charts very seriously. He takes numbers very seriously. So people were like, oh, really, Tekashi? Your song doesn't do what you wanted to do on the charts, and now you deactivate your Twitter, you deactivate your Instagram so that can't nobody say nothing to you. Everybody thought that's what it was. But his reps has confirmed that it's fake news. They say that Tekashi 6ix9ine deactivated his accounts per the advice of his lawyers. He is going to be coming off of house arrest on August 1st. You know, he was released from jail in April because of coronavirus in New York prisons, but he has had to serve the rest of his sentence on house arrest. Well, August 1st, that's going to be up. His lawyers were concerned that he was going to reveal his location or reveal where he might be headed accidentally while on social media. We already know that he's done that. He's given up his location one time and they had to move him. So his lawyer said, you know what, we think it's probably for the best, Tekashi, if you just go ahead, deactivate your accounts until after you're free and we have you set up wherever you're going to be so that we don't have any mishaps until then. So the rumor that he deactivated his accounts because of the poor charting of his latest song, that is fake news, and we can go ahead and shoot that down.
Thank you very much, Soulja Boy.
Yep. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. 6 minutes away from 8 a.m., you got you some Tekashi news, even though Tekashi not even on social media right now. Now, that's big.
I think the rep lied.
Montep. Stefflon Dunn.
Here for you.
Yep. It's the 8 o'clock hour. Let's get it.
102.
It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams, and we have face mask on deck. Get yours by texting face mask to 20357.
At this point, I just feel like August Alsina is being messy. Okay? I don't care. I feel like he's being messy.
Hey, Rock, in the words of one of your favorite comics, you need your ass beat.
Okay.
Tony Roberts would have said that to him.
Definitely.
Now, that's real.
Because he does. I mean, okay. You wanted to tell your side of the story because you felt like you were being painted as a home wrecker. Why you felt that way, I don't know. Because I didn't see nobody prior to this talking about August's relationship with Jada. I didn't. Okay? I didn't see nobody talking about it until August sat down with Angela Yee. He's the one who opened the floodgates. Okay? Mm. Now he's running around trying to act like he was just defending himself. No, August, you're being messy. He doing interviews, child. Did an interview with Vulture Magazine. Sat down with Lil Wayne on Young Money Radio and was kikiing about still being in love with Jada and carrying on. Done dropped a song called Entanglements with Rick Ross. Fat ass, and I'm just like, you know what? You're being messy. You're being real messy. Y'all listen to this song.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ready. I wasn't ready. Here I go. I'm sorry, Roxy.
Definition of entanglement. It's when you're tangling the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you're still following me. Entanglements. It's when you're tangling the sheets. Entanglements. It's when you're tangling the sheets.
Tangled up with me, tangled in them sheets.
The definition of entanglement is when you're tangled in the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't call it a relationship, but you still effing with me. Entanglements is when you tangled in them sheets. Entanglements is when you tangled up with me. Entanglements is when you're getting in too deep. Tangled up with me. Tangled in them sheets. Now, y'all, that ain't messy.
It's time for a fight.
It sure is. It sure is. It is, Drank. Yes, it is. It's time for Will to square up.
Will got to square up. Shoot them ones.
I'm just so confused by it all. I really am, Rox. 8 minutes after eight. Good morning. Shake it out. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And I don't play NBA 2K, but I wish I did at this point. Roxy, they're down there in the bubble in Orlando. Everybody's familiar with the bubble right now in Orlando with the NBA players. But they had to build the NBA players a barbershop, bit, Rock.
Okay. Because,
you know, folks got to get their hair cut and stuff like that. And apparently, it looks just like the neighborhood in NBA 2K. And again, I'm not familiar. Does it drink?
I don't know what that
means. Does.
Well, when you play NBA 2K, you would understand. Like, it's a neighborhood where you can go to. It's like a My Park where you can go and you see play on the park. You play different settings where you, I guess you can start with one player. and build him up and build him up. He can go in and get drafted into the league and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
all that.
The My Neighborhood part of it, apparently it's the bubble is looking just like the graphics on the NBA 2K. That's the moral of the story. And it's really just freaking people out who really play NBA 2K. Like, it was super trendy everywhere, all over the internet this weekend when they started seeing them building the barbershop. A lot of people just saying, yo, these dudes is real live playing in my neighborhood. Like, this is crazy. Like, it's just interesting. Next Thursday, though. Next Thursday, July 30th. Wait a minute. Yeah, next Thursday, July 30th, Jazz and the Pelicans. Apparently that is the game that I'm seeing here. I got to double check that because that don't seem right. Yeah, it is right. That's the first game. But then the second game is the Clippers and the Lakers. That is right. Yeah. Next Thursday, Jazz and Pelicans.
Okay.
Jazz and Pelicans at 6:30 on next Thursday. And then at 9 o'clock is the Clippers and the Lakers. Okay. And then we have Basketball Friday starting at 2:30 on next week. Magic and the Nets are at 2:30. At 4 o'clock, it's the Suns and the Wizards and the Grizzlies and the Trailblazers. And then at 6:30, the Celtics and the Bucks. Again, it's just like March Madness, Bit Rock. We already said that. It's just like March Madness. We just got a bunch of games going on. Roxy, let me ask you this.
Here we go.
Which tight end is better right now, today, July 20th, 2020? Which tight end would you say is better, Zach Ertz or Rob Gronkowski?
Ertz.
Zach Ertz, you would say.
Yeah.
Well, Madden disagrees.
No, he kind of stay hurt too, though.
Everybody been tripping on their Madden.
Tripping on their Madden rankings, on their Madden ratings, Roxy. People are upset. Gronk ain't played in a year and a half, Roxy.
Exactly.
And they got him as a 95 on the game. Okay. Now, for perspective, Kittle. Ertz? Kittle from the San Francisco 49ers is a 98. Okay. Travis Kelce, who you really like, is a 97.
Yes. Okay.
Gronk is a 95. Zach Ertz is a 90.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Hmm?
No.
Hell, Patrick Mahomes is a 94.
Wow.
Okay. And Gronk is a 95.
Wow.
People are livid.
Why they on Gronk so high?
I really don't know. I mean, Gronk was always a beast, but I mean, the dude is retired, went and smoked crack apparently, and now he's back in the NFL. And you want to give him a 95 after a year and a half layoff? That's tough.
Smoked crack?
I mean, he just looks like he lost like 200 pounds.
Oh.
NFL training camp starts July 28th. July 28th.
You cannot 28th. Say that man smoked crack so matter of factly like that.
I can't say that.
What's no, that? Dot, you said it matter of fact, like you knew that man had that, smoked crack.
Roxy, we say that when we lose weight.
Okay.
If it's somebody around the way that has lost a lot of that much weight, Roxy.
What you say?
Why I can't apply to Gronk?
Why I can't apply to Gronk?
You have to make it clear that you're saying that because they've lost a lot of weight. Dot just said it like he had seen a video of that man smoking crack.
Is that what it sounds like
Roxy,
to you?
Roxy, he has money to buy it also, so hey.
Hey. Like
which is why I thought he had really been smoking it.
The hashtag is we want to play. All the NFL players are using that hashtag because they're saying, hey, we want to play. However.
Okay, well, then go play, Joe.
But they're saying, however, we don't have any guidelines. We don't know. The NFL has not. Like, you see the way the NBA has taken their precautions. We got you a bubble. We're going to da-da-da-da-da. The NFL has not done any of that. So the NFL players are like, what the hell are we doing? Are we going to get tested every day, every other day? Like, what is the deal? Like, what are we doing? And I feel you, Rock.
You're going to just go play if you want to play.
There are a lot of people saying, listen.
That's what you're going to do. What is the NFL supposed to do? What are they supposed to do?
Hey,
at least give them some sort of a plan, Roxy. When you get to training camp, you will be tested. You will be tested every day. If you are symptomatic or if you have the coronavirus, we will quarantine you for 14 days. You cannot come to practices. You cannot come to et cetera. At least put out that kind of stuff. NFL ain't done that, Roxy.
Have y'all seen the athletic masks they coming out with? Different companies are coming out with masks that athletes can wear and play in.
No, I haven't seen those.
Yeah.
16 minutes after 8 o'clock, NLE Chopper right here and Roddy Ricch say he's going to walk them down. Minutes after 8 o'clock, and up next, 8:36, we're here for Mansers. one of the first times that sent Roxy into a frenzy. She went to a back and forth with the lady about it. We'll give you the details up next. Let me ask y'all a question, Drankins and Roxy, because I saw this on Instagram over the weekend, and I told one of my homies, I said, I'm going to talk about that because that is the dumbest logic I've ever heard. This person said, you are not supposed to, when you're washing dishes, you are not supposed to run dishwater and then put the dishes in there and clean them. Mm-hmm. What you're supposed to do is not run dishwater. Just have the water running on hot and put dish detergent on each individual dish or on the rag and wash the dishes that way. Mm-hmm. You agree with that?
Yeah, that's how I do. I don't run dishwater.
No dishwater for you either.
I run dishwater.
I'm
running me some dishwater.
Me too.
I'm running me some dishwater.
I used to hate when I was a child washing dishes. And my mom would make us run dishwater. Do you know how disgusting dishwater gets? I hate it.
When it gets disgusting, you just drain it and refill with some more dishwater.
Start over? No, why don't you just do like the lady said and just run the water?
Well, it was a weird dude, but you're wasting too much water.
No, I'll turn it off. Like, I'll run water over everything, soap up my whatever I'm using, get as many as I can, run the water back. It's not like a continuous running of water.
Thank goodness, too much.
For the garbage disposal. Thank goodness for the garbage disposal and the dishwasher.
That's where I'm at, Drink. That's where I'm at. I drop that stuff down there, little corn and beans go right in that garbage disposal so fast.
Hey, big old freak. Big booty, big old tree.
Just saw a video of a chick letting her little... I mean, the baby looked like he got a pamper on and out here twerking. I'm talking about with the slow wine twerk. Mama pulled a shirt up so you could see her waist when she twerked.
Yeah. Yeah.
You seen that, Drink?
No, but I believe it. So I just, you know. Yeah.
Good morning, y'all.
Geico presents Quick Ways to Change Your Life.
8:36, y'all. 24 minutes until 9 a.m. That right there is Drake Tootsie Slide. Roxy Drake, did y'all like either of Drake's new songs?
I still haven't listened to them yet.
Really?
Pop Star was kind of all right to me. It was kind of, I don't, it didn't sound like Drake. I was like, Drake sound trying to sound like somebody else. I don't know who, but I don't know, but.
I heard Pop Star over the weekend. Of course, when we were working this weekend, I was hearing some of the, well, I was hearing Pop Star, and I listened to it there. I didn't get to hear the other one. Is it Grease?
Yeah.
I didn't get to hear Grease.
I ain't hear that.
No, I haven't heard that yet. But Pop Star.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah. 8:37, y'all. 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And yes, it is Mansur's time. Phone's been OD all morning talking about this. What's up, Rob?
Chick wrote in and said her boyfriend wants to hyphenate her son's last name, but her baby daddy ain't with it. She's been dating her boyfriend for 5 years. When they started dating, her son was 3. The son is now 8. And the boyfriend, you know, she said that he's like a father figure to her son. You know, her son looks up to him like a dad. However, you know, her son's father is involved in her son's life, very active. The son goes with the dad every other week. And the dad is like, listen, no, I don't want my son's last name hyphenated. And she wrote in trying to figure out how she could approach the situation with her baby daddy, because she says she doesn't feel like it's fair that he's, quote, blocking this, quote.
What say you?
Good morning, man. She is ridiculous. Let me tell you something. I'm in a situation where my children has a stepdad. I guess it's her boyfriend. But I refuse. First off, I'm going to beat him up for even asking her that. He's getting beat up straight up. For her thoughts and even things. Is she some hood chick or something? Like, what's going on here?
You said it what?
Is she some hood chick where she just super ratchet or something?
That's not the question.
I was about to say,
appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
back with the Remus. These boys are my sons like
beef. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, did you hear me?
8:45, 15 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Osama bin
says he has a ratchet report.
Guys, and it looks like it finally panned out for a stupid criminal in the pandemic, guys.
Okay. So, details.
So, in Houston, there was a bank robbery, Roxy. Okay. And the bank robber, he had a note. Now, this is one of the longest notes. It was one of the longest notes. Like, oh, my goodness. You expect him to read all of this? And again, you ain't got that much time to be in there. Roxy, he go to note. I didn't get a stimulus or that 10K loan. I lost my business to COVID. So, please make this easy and comply. I don't want to hurt nobody, but will if I have to. My suspicious nerves... Hold on. What did he say? Any suspicious moves, and I will start shooting. So please go get my money. Don't make anything noticeable. That was the note.
Okay.
Roxy, the teller said she feared for her life, and she gave the man some cash, and he fled the scene, and I'm in my okay. Roxy, my bad. It's a ratchet report, so I got
to
say
I wasn't please. Trying to. I got to say it
the ratchet way.
In my mind, I said fled, too. I did in my mind.
All right.
Okay. But my boy was talking Bob.
My man left the scene. He left it. And all they had was a description. Said he was a black male, 30 to 39, 6 feet. He had a large frame. He wore a black bandana over his face. And he had a black hoodie pulled over his head. Black True Religion jacket, you know, with the two on the back. And it was red and white on it, and that's all they really had, Rock. Got about 5,000.
Dang, my boy came up 5G for that long-ass note.
No. Wait. They didn't give us they didn't give an amount. That was the Crime Stoppers reward I was looking at.
No.
They didn't give him out. Okay. But he did leave with cash, and they're still looking for him. So it did pan out for a stupid criminal. Hey, you know, I've been telling you about all these dumb criminals in the pandemic, man. But hey, it panned out.
When was this robbery? Last week, sometime.
Let me get you the date.
Yeah, because it may not pan, Drink. We might have to give it a bit more time.
It was about a good day ago.
Oh no, we got to get.
Oh yeah, we definitely got to get that a little bit more time.
That might not pan out for him.
They don't have his face.
In a few days. In a few days, we'll see the headlines.
Fact, they're gonna match up his signatures and his handwriting.
I'm gonna stay up on it.
Stay up on it, bro. Do your due diligence. Stay up on it, because I'm interested. I mean, I hope he was successful. Do I? I don't really care if he was successful or not, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't either.
I really don't. Yeah. 11 minutes until 9 o'clock, and none of us on this show will be voting for Kanye West. Just wanted to put that out there. What a morning, man. Talked August Alsina, Kanye West, hip you to John Lewis, and... told you it was National Lollipop Day. Talked NBA, NFL. Now it's up to you. 9 minutes from 9 o'clock. What do you want to talk about in the free for all final hour? Don't forget.
Talking, Chuck.
Huh? What are you saying, Rob?
I say we've been talking.
We have been talking, Rob. And I ain't even say mansers. Sheesh.
It's been going down this morning.
Has. There was nobody, no one
ever knew. Radio.com on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Every day with some women on my timeline, I'd be like, I can't wait till she find a damn man.
Two jams.
It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Time flies when you're having fun with the Three Live crew. Make sure you text face mask to 20357 so we can hook you up. Hello?
I'm here. What's up with you?
Roxy, are you there?
Look at that. Computers.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
I'm about to say, what's going on? I see your mic on.
See?
Hello?
Yes. Computers. Can you hear us, Roxy?
Oh, my gosh. Again?
There we go, computers. There she goes.
She can't hear us?
She can't hear us, bro.
Guys.
Yes, Roxy.
How you doing?
See? Guys.
Computers.
Stop saying guys if you're not hearing nobody say nothing back to you.
Computers. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, my gosh.
Computers.
Yo, if y'all didn't know.
You guys can't hear me.
Now Roxy just talking. So we're just about to sit back and just let her talk to herself.
Yeah, see.
Guys.
Computers.
Yeah. Now she just still guys. Guys.
Keep saying. See?
I think she just said a curse word, though. I might need to mute her.
She did.
She did.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, she's going crazy. Jesus, Roxy. Oh. Yep. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, y'all. 3 live on your radio, and we got your favorite back, Bit Rock. Hey, Rossi.
Can you guys hear me?
We been could hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. On today's edition of Weird Beef that popped up on social media, we've got K. Michelle and Moneybagg Yo. Mm. Now, K. Michelle was on IG Live, and the clip that I saw just picks up where she just start talking junk about Moneybagg Yo. She's like, somebody let Moneybagg Yo, he gonna have that $100,000 in his account tomorrow morning by 7 a.m. He being all picky over these songs when I don't work with people like Chris Brown. He talking about $100,000, but he out here renting Lambos. He just mad because I turned him down for some pee. So everybody was like, well, what is this all about? And then after she says all of that, she's like, oh, I'm on live. And then it looks like the live cuts. Like,
oh, you didn't know you was all really. Girl,
right,
go to bed.
Right. Whether or not she really knew she was on live, you know, we can debate that. I think she knew, child. But anyway, I'm thinking that, and what a bunch of us are thinking, per the comments, is that she wanted a feature from Moneybagg Yo, and he was going to charge her $100,000. That's what I got from the little piece that I saw. So she does that, and of course, Moneybagg Yo, he gets wind of it, and he gets on his IG story, and he starts talking junk about K. Michelle. And he's like, man, I don't know why these hoes mad. You know what I'm saying? If somebody reached out to me on your behalf for a feature, and I told him what I told him, like, it is what it is. I don't even know that girl. And that's his angle, that he don't know K. Michelle. He don't know nothing about her. Hmm. And she just a mad, jealous hoe.
Hmm.
So K. Michelle's fan.
Hold on, was that verbatim, Roxy?
What, that she a mad jealous hoe?
Yeah.
I kind of...
Well, you paraphrased that. Okay. 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 Carry
that
on.
My summary of everything that Moneybagg Yo said.
Got it.
So K. Michelle's fans like, oh, you don't know K. Michelle? And find footage of Moneybagg and K. Michelle in an airport. He's holding the phone and he's talking to K. Michelle and they having a little laugh or whatever. And they post that as evidence that he does know K. Michelle and he is familiar with her.
Oh.
And so then he puts up on his story that was back in 2015. And he see a bunch of people in the airport. And just because he was passing through and said something don't mean he know her like that. Like, I still don't know Shawty. K. Michelle ends it by putting up a post of her own saying that she will no longer be on IG Live. So she just kind of takes that road with it and moves on.
Hmm.
You know what? We'll move on, K. Michelle, because we forgot about you anyway.
But Moneybagg ain't going to play that, though, Drain. Now, K. Michelle was famous way before Moneybagg. So that ain't somebody you just meet in the airport and you don't know. Yeah, no.
Yeah, he definitely.
And clearly from the video, he knew who she was.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I ain't even got to see no video, bro. Everybody knows K. Michelle. Like, you ain't been famous long enough to say you don't know K. Michelle. Moneybagg. And I'm a Moneybagg fan, but cut the crap. But K need to cut the crap, too. Like, pay that man what he said for the feature.
You was on live.
Yeah, you knew it. Trying to play my man. Just give my man his 100 bands or shut the hell up. Damn. Sucked us in, didn't it, Drank?
Yep, got you.
13 minutes after 9. Woo! 102 Jams, 921. And listen, we're hooking people up with face mask. 102 Jams face mask. All you got to do is text face mask to 20357. And we'll do the rest.
Baby going crazy, he been getting ain't straight to it. I done caused.
I gotta get rich. You could check the throwback pics up in that bitch. I'm a hot girl.
That's that Megan Thee Stallion, Girls in the Hood right there. Big Rob, were you a girl in the hood?
Quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, mad. They wanna hurt me.
Yeah, I was going to say, keep it real, Rock.
You would say no to that, Roxy?
Yeah, I would say no.
Okay. Somebody just hit me up, Roxy. Her name is Natasha. She hit me in my DMs about Mansers. And she said, how about the chick give the guy his own damn baby? Did Roxy ask her that?
It's still hot about it.
Still hot about it.
Still hot about
it. If you want to know what they hot about, keep it locked. 9:36.
Will you let her know we did discuss that?
Okay. Okay.
I wanted to know if it was an issue where she couldn't have children or something like that, and that's not the case.
I'm going to let her know that, and I'm going to let her know the correct way to spell Mansers, because she spelled it Manzieres.
You didn't have to put that out.
What was that?
Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see.
Be rock, be rock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Say be rock. Say be rock. Without you, be rock. Mansers up next.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car?
I'm worked up because people is all in my not even my DMs. They on my timeline just talking stupid. And Kanye West gave them the power to do that, Roxy. Like, this fool gonna hit me and talk about some, okay, if Kanye ain't right, once they were, where did they go once they were, and he put free in quotation marks. And yes, I responded because I got time.
Yeah, you got time.
Yeah.
This is a man's world.
It's 9:36. I apologize for giving y'all that energy. 24 minutes until 10 o'clock. And it is Mansers. We've been talking about it all morning long. As a matter of fact, the Mansers even made Roxy go into a dark spot where she was going back and forth with this woman. She said, listen, but I'm texting too much. What's your phone number, baby?
Yeah, eventually I just had to call her.
That sister there will get into it. You hear me?
Yes, she will.
I had to call her. Not to get into it. It wasn't.
What you talking
I didn't
about?
Call her to get into it, Drake.
Okay, well, hold on. Answer this.
Because
answer
I
this.
Really wanted to have a conversation with that woman.
Okay, Roxy, did you get into it, though?
We didn't get into it, per se.
Okay, look at that dot. You heard the per se?
I definitely heard the per se. I don't know what kind of per se you got.
Yeah.
Is it a Birkin per se?
I mean, did it get a bit heated in moments? It did. I will not lie about that. But it wasn't. I wouldn't say it was confrontational. It was just
did
two
it get
people.
Heated in moments? This is a stranger.
It was just two people
okay,
that had
stranger, Doc.
Different opinions about something, and we were both passionate about our where we stood on the subject.
Oh, the passion.
But she wrote in, just in case you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, fact.
She wrote in because she's been dating her boyfriend for 5 years. The boyfriend came into her life when her son was 3. According to her, the son looks at the boyfriend like a father figure. He looks at him like a dad. And the boyfriend wants to hyphenate the son's last name so that the son will have the boyfriend's last name. But the dad, who is present in the son's life and a good father, this is how she describes him. She describes him as a good dad. It's like, no, I don't want my son to have somebody else's last name. What the hell? So she reaches out to me because she wanted me to help her approach the father, the dad, about this. But I just wasn't on her side. I don't agree with what her and the boyfriend are doing or trying to do.
What say you?
My name is Tasha from Winston-Salem.
Okay.
The chick who want to change her baby's last name and hyphenate it, something is really wrong with her. Number one, that's her boyfriend. Boyfriends don't have rights, especially to somebody else's kid. They got married. And even if they was married, if the father wasn't involved in his life, then that would be a whole different story. That father is active in his life. Why is she trying to cut that man at his knees? She's just being spiteful and ridiculous.
Think she's being spiteful.
She's being very spiteful.
Now, Roxy, did you
what
get
is going on?
Did you get spiteful?
The two of them?
Because Roxy actually had a chance to talk to her on the phone. Roxy, did you get spiteful?
I didn't get spiteful.
Okay.
Because she really doesn't have a reason to be spiteful.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh, just idiotic. Like, I really think that she's trying to appease the boyfriend. And this is where I go back to saying I feel like her ring is hung up on this. Because I think she said that she doesn't feel that way, but I think deep down she really thinks that, and that's why she's going so hard.
Mm.
Because in her heart, she knows that this may be a deal breaker for the boyfriend.
Well, that may be the case, but in history, a baby never kept a man. So somebody else's baby can't keep a current man. Just saying.
I appreciate you, Mama.
Y'all have a good day.
Y'all, seriously, please, please, not in fun, not in support, none of it. Please do not waste a vote on Kanye West. I'm serious, y'all. Do not waste a vote on Kanye West.
He might not even be on the ballots here. Like, he missed a bunch of deadlines, so.
Yeah.
Well, in the event.
We might not have to worry about it.
Well, I'm hoping that we don't. But in the event that he is, please. 9:44, y'all. 16 minutes, and it will be 10 o'clock. And it is time for some birthday trivia.
All right, guys. I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me, along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clues, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Mm. Dot, are you ready?
Yes.
Excuse me. Are you ready?
Mm. Are you?
Just had a little something in my throat there.
Understood. Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, Drank, are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you?
Okay, both of you have been warned. Because you know what? Nobody really had to ask me if I was.
But I would like to say, and I know I've been warned, but I just want to say mine was serious. Buddy just tried to jump on mine just to see if he would get flagged for something. That ain't cool. But carry on.
You call me buddy like I ain't even a part of this thing?
Yeah, buddy. Buddy, you. Because you just
Everybody calm. Hey, everybody calm down. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
First up here. This guy, he's a basketball player, was the first overall pick in the 2016 draft by the 76ers. Dot?
Jumped out there. Jumped out there.
Sir, I need an answer.
I'm about to give you one.
Three,
yeah.
Two.
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons is correct.
Let's go.
Ben Simmons is correct.
Yes.
Drank, to steal a point, how old is Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons, 23, Rock.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons is 22, Rock.
That is incorrect. 24 years old
today.
Went
the wrong way with it.
All right. Next up here, this guy is a retired basketball player, Hall of Famer, greatest three-point shooter of all time. Dot was first.
Greatest three. Oh, Larry Bird.
That is incorrect. Greatest three-point shooter of all time. He got game.
Drankins.
Drank.
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen is correct.
Your clue was debatable. Your clue was debatable.
Well, statistically, he is the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, he passed.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Dot, how old is Ray Allen?
I will say that Ray Allen is 42.
That is incorrect. Drank, how old is Ray Allen?
45, Rock.
That is correct. Ray Allen is 45 today. 45. The score is currently 2-1. Last on my list here, this guy is an actor. Love and basketball.
Drankins.
Drank.
Omar Epps.
Omar Epps is correct.
Damn it.
Dot, you can't win unless Drank gets on some shenanigans. But how old is Omar Epps?
55.
That.
What?
I didn't give a damn anymore, Drank.
Drank, would you like to guess how old Omar Epps is?
44.
That is incorrect. He's 47 years old today. And with a score of 3-1, Drankins is victorious in birthday trivia. Congratulations, Drank. And if it is your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Game was
back
fixed.
Back on the winning trail.
Shut up.
On the winning trail.
Not back on no winning trail.
Winning
How
trail.
How was the game fixed? You know what? You're a sore loser.
Yes, I am. I'm a way worse loser than I am a winner, and I'm a very, very horrible winner.
I bet you
winner.
Won't warn him. I bet you won't warn him for tomorrow.
Shut up. Warn these for today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. 102 Jams, 9 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. 3 Live on your radio. B-Dot, Roxy, Drankins, we in this thing. What's happening?
Megan Thee Stallion is not liking all these jokes and things going around on social media about her being shot in the foot. I think the post 50 Cent put up is what really sent her over the edge. Did you guys see this, the post 50 put up?
Yep. Ricky!
That one. Yeah, it was that scene. It was that scene. And Meg's face was on Ricky's body. And Tory Lanez was in the car shooting at Meg. And 50 Cent put that post. Drink. What is Drink saying? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
He just laughing, man, because he's stupid.
All right. Well, clearly Drank found it funny. Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion did not. She got on her Twitter and she tweeted, "Black women are so unprotected and we hold so many things in to protect the feelings of others without considering our own. It might be funny to y'all on the internet and just another messy topic for you to talk about, but this is my real life and I'm real life hurt and traumatized." She left it at that.
Roxy.
Yes.
Wasn't she the same one that was shot and didn't tell the police she was shot by somebody right there who was with her?
Yes, if Tory Lanez was the shooter.
If Tory Lanez was the shooter.
Was.
Yeah. But by now, Roxy.
But by now,
if she was shot in the toe, which she was shot with, I'm not going to say toe. But I mean,
in the foot.
We know for sure she was shot in the foot.
She was shot in the foot. Okay. Mm-hmm. By now, she should have said who shot her, correct?
I know I would have.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't. Could you just tell me that first line she said again, Roxy? I can't remember it verbatim, but that's what I had a problem with.
Black women are so unprotected and we hold
right
so
there,
many
Dot.
Things in.
Right there.
Now,
what do y'all have a problem with about that?
I don't like the angle she's trying to throw on this. Like, we're not joking on her.
Yeah, the angle she's trying to throw. Yeah, Dot.
Jokes is going to fly when stuff happens. This was not a situation where we're picking on her because she's a woman or she was getting joked on because she was a woman. She's just getting joked on because of the situation. Now, is everything funny? No, but are jokes going to fly? Yes, jokes are going to fly. But to try to put this under the umbrella of women aren't protected, and I just personally don't agree with that part. Now, again, you can't tell a person what's sexist when they say something is sexist. The same way you can't tell a black person what's racist and, you know, what's anti-Semitic, or you can't tell a Jewish person what's anti-Semitic. Like, I understand that, but I just feel like that's just trying to throw a little monkey wrench in it to sort of get that sort of, that coddling, and I just didn't like that.
That may be how she really feels, though.
Yeah.
Like, I understand your perspective, though. I understand your perspective, yeah. But, you know. Mm-hmm. That's hers.
That's fair.
Well, who shot you in the pinky toe then?
Six minutes, it'll be 10 o'clock, y'all. Hey, we out of here till tomorrow. Triad's Got Talent Tuesday. Show your stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.